I'm Ethan Elkind, and you're listening to Climate Break, Climate Solutions in a Hurry. Today's proposal, producing steel from renewable energy instead of fossil fuels. Adam Rauerdink is Senior Vice President of Business Development for Boston Metal, a company making steel with electricity.
So the basic process for making steel has really been in place since the Iron Age. How that works is you find iron in nature in iron ore, which is iron oxide, iron and oxygen bound together. To separate them, carbon has done a great job of doing that for a few thousand years now. One of the side effects of that is that for every ton of steel you make, you get about 2 tons of CO2. And in the last few years, there's been about 2 billion tons of steel made, and that gets you to 8 to 10% of global emissions.
Rauerdink's company has instead developed a process to split the oxygen from iron using electrons from clean energy.
Our core process has no water emissions or no water consumption associated with it. You fly over one of our plants, it's an oxygen facility.
Rauerdink says the market for green steel is expanding, in part due to corporate efforts to achieve net zero emission supply chains. But government policy could help by increasing the amount of renewable energy available to make the product and by requiring green steel in public projects and building codes.
When I joined the company 6 years ago, there were almost no policy drivers in place for low emissions or green steel. By 2020, 2021, almost all the steelmakers had made 2050 net zero pledges. So it happened very, very quick.
To learn more about green steel, visit climatebreak.org.